Now it's time for the
2
Up on the Upswing.
Two other things that we're seeing around the business world in greater Milwaukee. First, a new $118 million building opens today on Milwaukee's east side. The University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee will officially debut its state-of-the-art chemistry building today at 1 p.m. with remarks from the chancellor and other special guests. And they're going to do, this will be interesting, a ceremonial chemical reaction. Construction began at this four-story building. It is 163,000 square feet. It started in 2022, and it is replacing a facility that was built in 1972. The new chemistry building is going to be all about STEM, a true recruitment and retention vehicle, not only for students, but for faculty and research. It will obviously help prepare students who are interested in the fast-growing fields like medicine, genetic engineering, toxicology, pharmaceutics, chemical education, and much, much more. More than 3,500 students take chemistry or biochemistry classes at UWM each and every year. The development of the $118 million chemistry building was made possible through state-supported borrowing as part of the Universities of Wisconsin's 2019 to 2021 capital budget plan. Next up, where's the beef price relief? All right, come on. I pulled some hamburger prices recently. Where's your favorite burger? Chances are it's not getting any cheaper. $5, $10, $20. I pulled some prices right here at Dairyland where we are in downtown Milwaukee at 3rd Street Market Hall. $12.95 for a double, the big man on campus. It's super good. But Culver's, you can still get that single for like $3.49. Crave in Shorewood is about $5.75. But beef prices are getting higher and higher. Why? Really interesting. I saw this yesterday at Bloomberg.com. Ranchers are simply retiring. The average age of farmers and ranchers in the United States is 58. Aging beef producers are looking at high interest rates, resulting in higher costs to grow their herds and all the droughts and climate change. And they're balancing all these factors against higher prices that are coming on the labor end and just saying, you know what? Now it's time to eye retirement. And it's leading to higher and higher prices. So it's always interesting to kind of peer behind the curtain to see why our prices are getting higher. Sometimes it's just simply a demographics game. But no matter where you're getting your burger this weekend, know that there's good, hard people working hard to bring it to you. So whatever you're paying, it's going to be worth it, right?
Hey, where's the beef?